Sharks in Kansas waters. Sharks swimming in Kansas waters. Looking for dorsal fins cutting through waters where I fish, wade, and swim gives me goosebumps. I'd already spent too much time focusing on such worries as a teenage body surfer in Huntington Beach, California. Once I moved to Kansas, I expected snakes, spiders, scorpions, and skunks. But shark alerts sank to the bottom of my concerns. When I saw a funny internet comment asking what kind of sharks live in Kansas, accompanied by a picture of a dorsal fin cruising up a creek, I had to laugh. Then I thought about a favorite Kansas pastime that could lead someone unfamiliar with our state to think we do have sharks as well as pheasants and meadowlarks. That pastime is shark tooth hunting, a hobby many people in this area enjoy as hunters and as museum visitors. Those with access to hills along the Smoky or land in Ellis, Trigo, or Gove counties know walking with eyes to the ground means they might come home with at least one new tooth to add to their collection. Lucky hunters will celebrate with pockets full of fossil teeth stabbing their thighs to remind them this land wasn't always dry. Limestone posts quarried from local stone showcase shell fossils and confirm an inland sea once covered what is now Kansas. For those who love outdoor time looking at the ground, this promises hope that you'll find a tiny gray triangle resting somewhere the sun reflects just enough to make it visible. When I first moved to Kansas, I was a confirmed arrowhead hunter. As a result, I scanned continually for triangular-shaped objects. In general, arrowheads are larger than shark teeth, so it took some adjusting to sweep my eyes back and forth looking for that little triangle standing out from the dirt around it. I also learned recently surfaced shark teeth sport a shiny gloss that contrasts with the dull root material at the tooth's base. Weathered teeth tend to match the root material, making them harder to spot. Whenever I find a shark tooth, I wonder what Indians who camped in this area thought when they found these reminders of long ago. Did they turn them into tools or use them as decorative items the same way elk teeth and porcupine quills decorated their clothing and baskets? Did they weave elaborate stories to explain these mystery teeth? In addition to hunting for shark's teeth, visiting local museums displaying world-class shark tooth collections is an entertaining adventure. It provides a chance to learn more about my own collection and inspires me to keep looking for that monster tooth. Knowing that every time I venture outside, I might find a reminder that sharks swam where I walk brightens my day. I love visiting nearby professional fossil collections. I love living on an ancient seabed. Every time the wind blows, I think of the sound of the sea and wonder what treasure awaits discovery. And the better news is that I don't need to worry about looking for dorsal fins cutting through Kansas waters. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the High Plains.